The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holly, and Shannon Gross.
Let's take your school, Jazz. You're looking at a live shot at the Ford Center and Tostitos Plaza. We're here at the Star in Frisco, home of the Dallas Cowboys. Hello, everyone. And to Cowboy Nation, how about them? You're rocking with the best. I'm Heckman Harrison, joined by the Hanging with the Boys crew, none other than the three-time Super Bowl champion, Big Nate. Been on the road all night long. Man, pulled all nighter to get here to be in the studio with us.
Yes, sir. Just you guys, man.
And of course, I'm not going to call you the 900 Beacon. I'm just going to say Kurt, editor-in-chief of the Star Magazine. My guy, Kurt Diesel Daniels, is in the building. And also, the Emmy-nominated.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Soon to be. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Emmy award-winning.
Yes.
Talk it.
Former Cowboy wide receiver, Jesse Holiday Season Holly.
What's going reality on? Reality show. Man. Yeah, up? Add all that reality show.
All that.
Can go on and on and on.
Yeah.
All that.
You know what I mean?
Me too.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
You had
me go check. I went and checked my credit score the other day.
Did it go up 10 points?
It was up there. It ain't 900.
Okay.
It ain't 900. All right. My joint sure, respectable. Listen, I don't get the, when I walk into the dealership, I don't get the same attention that Kurt gets with that 900.
I don't think
when I walk in there, the conversation is a little different.
It changes.
The APR comes down a lot when I walk in there. But I ain't Kurt go off the lot right away.
When I heard that the other day, great introduction, by the way. You do a great job, Heckman.
Appreciate it.
I thought about the movie The Accountant.
Uh-huh.
But the accountant was something else. He had to look like you. I can't think of my guy's name. Ben Affleck.
Yeah. Ben Affleck, yeah.
And I'm like, is Kurt that deep?
I'm a quiet assassin.
Is he that deep? You know what I'm saying?
You already know.
You could be a great assassin.
Yeah.
Like, people would not take you to be the kind like this, you know what I'm saying, from 100 yards out. Just get it done.
On the other hand.
we know. You wear it on your sleeve.
Me on the other hand.
You didn't even hide your gun.
He did it. Red eye. He did it. Well, fellas, how y'all doing, man? Before I get to the show, I think it's important to check mental, see how everybody's doing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? We live in the day and age where we don't check on each other as men, as brothers. So, Kurt, how are you doing, sir?
Doing good, you know. It's a busy week. Busy time for all of us right now.
Yeah.
It is.
Good.
Jesse?
I'm football for me. I'm ready for football season. Yeah. But emphasis on
that.
It's a great Wednesday. Hump day.
Yes.
I'm good, though. I'm good. My spirits is up.
In all facets of the hump game. Yes,
yeah.
It is.
It's up.
So you have been pulling an all-nighter on the road.
Yeah.
You know, and you made it in. How are you?
Yeah, well, I left California 3 o'clock their time. Stopped on the other side of Phoenix, Arizona, on the east side. Got about 4 hours of sleep. Then I took my time. I just started driving and watching things. And next thing you know, I turned to a 9-hour ride into a 15-hour ride, stopping, just looking at stuff. And I got in last night at 12, you know, then mama, you know.
Your camp eyes took over, you know what I'm saying? Your camp eyes took over. You had to come.
And then I'm here.
Yeah, you see the smile on his face?
Depleted.
Shannon Gross, I'm going to pray for you, man. I ain't had the gas tank empty, you
know what I'm saying?
This is amazing. Well, I'll tell you what, this
Nate
pressure
feeling
right
light
here
today, you know what I'm saying? Twinkle toes. He feeling a little bouncy today.
He bounced around that corner, came right in here. Yeah.
No lip or nothing. Normally they come in there, this little lip to his day.
Hey, double cupped up, coffee and water. Fully hydrated.
How you doing, Mr. Heckman?
Man, I'm blessed, highly favored. Everything's good, man. I can't complain at all.
I hope you say highly sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that's old school right there. I'm good, man. Everything.
The Lord is omnipresent. and omniscient.
Yeah.
Everywhere and all the time.
Fellas, we got a good show planned today.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna turn this over to Kurt because Kurt got the news you can use. Kurt, let the people know what's going on because we got a bit of a kicking battle going on.
We do. That's one of the latest news items is the team assigned a kicker. Brought, what, four guys? You had the names. They brought four guys in. But Mahar is back. He's here for a little spell in 18 and 19. Outside of that, got physical yesterday and got some injuries to show for it. Diggs was held out for kind of maintenance reasons. Jaron Kearse out today. They're practicing today. Sore back. Anthony Barr is still on PUP, so he's working his way back. And Greer, the backup quarterback, who's kind of made a little noise, he is out with a groin issue. And then outside of that, they released the first depth chart yesterday, which most of it is pretty, you know, no surprise. There's a couple guys on there that maybe raised some eyebrows, but for the most part, that's the latest and greatest for now.
You know, Nate, you were talking about when you were playing under Jimmy would always have guys on the other field trying out.
A week late, bro.
Hey, kicking. Hey, kicking. But I just want to ask y'all, man, when y'all saw that, you know, Brett Maher, Cole Murphy, Matt Amendola, and J.J. Molson were coming into camp, was that a too little too late for you? Or were you like, okay, hey, this is right on time. We need to get this going right now.
Right now. Right now, because if you miss a extra point, I'm through with you. My expectations is different than everybody's else. I think you should be high 90s from 48 in. From 48 yards in, you should be the high 95, 96, right around there. 32 in, you should never miss.
Yeah.
They miss it. And they're missing bad. Now, when you get outside like 49, 50, I don't care what state you're in. You can be a mile high. I could take a miss here or there. If you're around 80%, I'm good. But they are missing extra points, man. That's not good.
And that's a tough place to be because I think only Justin Tucker, who is, I mean, around the league regarded as probably the best kicker in the league right now. I mean, last year he was only 94%.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
so and he's as automatically as there has been, you know, in the league for a long time.
You know, so to get to high, the biggest things, and I know people say, I heard someone, and I forgive me, whoever this was, talking about the differences of kicks and yardage and what it means to a game that, you know, it may only be 12 points here. The difference is when you miss kicks in certain situations, it changes the dynamic of how you run things. If that kick goes through, now it becomes a one possession game. If that kick, you know, went through, now it becomes a 3-point game. And so you call plays differently, offensively and defensively. You also start looking at, okay, where can I go forward here? Do I have to be more aggressive here because I don't really trust my kicker? So missing kicks, whether it be from 48, whether it be from 50, whether it be from 32, that changes the dynamic of how you call offense and how you call defense because you're looking at it and saying, you know what, maybe we have to be aggressive because we don't really trust our kicker. Offensively, you're saying, you know, I got to be more aggressive here. That could lead to a sack. That could lead to an interception. That can lead to, you know, something catastrophic happening to you and really putting you behind the deficit even more. So all of those things, you want to have that momentum and going into a game to know that if this game is tight, if this game is a one possession game, or whatever it may be, that I can trust that my kicker is going to be there for me. And heading into training camp, we didn't have those questions answered. No. Kind of heading to our first preseason game, we don't have those questions answered. And hopefully when it's all said and done, heading into the season, we have a much better feel going into week one against Tampa Bay that, hey, if it comes down to having to kick a field goal, that we're not all, you know, breathing into our barf bags if this thing is going to go through or not.
And quickly, when you have the quarterbacks that are on the high end, those four or five quarterbacks that's on that high end, they think the game too. So you don't want that quarterback thinking, whereas the coach saying this, but I ain't trusting this dude. Mm-hmm. So the quarterback, it affects the quarterback when you get down. I'm talking about the high-end thinking quarterbacks.
How do other players handle kickers? I mean, are you like on them, get your S right, or are you like back off them?
We had, when I played, quickly, we did not care. Your only value was to make kicks. I'm serious. Me and Kevin Gogan, we'll start it like, Kev, what is this dude doing? Kev will turn around and be like, Jimmy, get rid of him. We did not care for him.
And talk about the dynamic of a kicker on a football team. I mean, people don't know. I mean, the kickers are really not with the team. These guys are, while you're going through Oklahoma drills and all that, these guys are in the back playing backgammon or whatever they do.
No, they working. They working. I mean, I've watched over the years. I've had a chance. These kickers are working. But compared to what some of these other guys doing, you'd be like, really? You missed the extra point?
Right.
Was we talking about this 2 years ago, 3 years ago, an extra point?
Yeah.
And I think the NFL, obviously with the rules changing, the extra point has become an event for all 32 teams. But I think for the Dallas Cowboys, the last 2 years, especially with Greg the Leg, boy, you didn't have any confidence there. And here we are again.
You know? We're asking where Greg the Leg at. Yeah. We're asking right now, I'll take Greg the Leg. Wow, I never thought we'd be saying that.
But here we are, and Brett Maher was signed, so obviously there's going to be a kicking battle during preseason. But, guys, I think it's important to talk about the backup quarterback position. And the reason is that we've seen over the last couple of years, hey, it's very important to find out who that guy is going to be, because we've had to find out in some very rude ways over the last couple of years. But, you know, right now, Cooper Rush seems to be the guy, and we've heard this before, that it's his to lose. Last year, it was Garrett Gilbert's to lose, and Cooper Rush bum-rushed him and took him out. But this year, Will Greer is making a case for himself. How do you guys feel about right now what's behind Dak, those quarterbacks that are fighting it out to get this second spot? And, Nate, I'll start with you.
Jesse and I defer to you because they are backups, and that's all they'll ever be. And so, Jesse, I'm shifting the blame on you.
But I brought it to you because in those years where – the championship years, you had to deal with a Burline. You had to deal with a Garrett. You had to come
through. And they were proven winners.
Come on,
Will Greer, what has he done?
Yeah.
Cooper Rush, what has he done? You don't know what these backups are going to do. Now, I've seen Cooper Rush with T.J. Vasher and his group of guys. They've been doing a great job. But – until they go to Denver, and we get some info on Denver here in a couple of days. Until they go to the Chargers, and we get some info, because these guys are going to have to show up big in these practices. Now, the little whispers I've been hearing, it's more than just a little push from Will Greer. It's a massive movement. Mm-hmm. He got his slot of guys, scouts, that love him.
Wow.
So it ain't no little thing. But me, I'm sticking to my guns. He's a backup, and until he win games, back-to-back games, because that is the difference between having a winning season and a losing season. When you put in your backup for two or three games, can he win two of those games? Not can he win one of those games. He need to win two of those games.
Yeah. So would you rather have a guy like Rush, who you kind of know what you got? You know, he's going to be dependable, nothing flashy. You just hope he goes out there and doesn't make mistakes. Or now you've got this guy, Greer, who's showing a little juice. Maybe he's more athletic, maybe a little more spark. What are you looking for in a backup?
The closest thing for me, and see, that's why I'm objecting to talk, closest thing for me is Dak. That's the closest thing. The closest thing that give me Dak. Now, I ain't saying they Dak. The closest thing that can give me Dak with these other players around them, just lift their level a little bit, the wide receivers, if we can find any, the running backs who we know, if the offensive line come together, they can just lift their game a little bit once we see what they can do. That's all that, you know, because that's who wins the games. When the quarterback goes out, now all of these draft picks, all of these position players, all of these linemen, that's who have to win the game now. Before, it's like, keep it close, guy. We got Dak. We're winning in the end. Keep it close, and now it's like, quarterback, don't fail us, and we keep it close, and we'll let one of these other guys win the game.
If you don't mind me taking a slight tangent, I mean, in 90, we're doing a documentary on the 1991 season, and that year, you know, Aikman went down against the Redskins, Washington, and Burline had to come in and went undefeated the rest of the regular season.
That's how we do it. But the rest of the team.
Did you have to? Was there a big change in there? I mean, was there just offense stayed the same, or you guys just had to step
when
up?
You say undefeated, how many games did he win?
About five or seven.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I tell you right here. Did we have Norv Turner?
Yes. Yeah, Norv Turner and Smith.
I'm being honest. When your offensive coordinator, this is the job of the offensive coordinator. When I look at Heckman and I look at Jesse and I look at the accountant, I see three different people. And it's my job as an offensive coordinator to know what you do well, and what you do well, and push you towards what you do well. Yes, if you don't throw the long ball well, but we still have to put that in there. Maybe we'll do it with a sprint out. Maybe we'll do it with a play action pass to give you that time where you can wind up and get it down there. Or if you precision across the middle, I'm going to make sure I got a lot of things, whether it's my back, whether it's my wide receiver, whether it's a fake, and then boot out. I'm going to give you that chance to sprinkle that thing in there. It's their job as offensive head coach to find those things that you do best and just highlight them. Yeah. I'm serious.
You went through the same thing with Romo and Kitna, didn't you? Like 2009 or 10 when you were playing, where went down. And
John Kitna was an 8-year NFL
true.
Starter.
He had a lot of
experience. So it wasn't like we were coming into a guy who was – I mean, this guy was a he started for a franchise for years.
Yeah, that's true.
Guys, you know how we do on Hanging with the Boys, right? Like we don't mince words. Like
yeah.
We come out and we just –
Right.
We do it.
What do I say about if we have to get to the backup quarterback?
Brother, that's why I'm looking at you. Like,
we're screwed. We're screwed. If it comes down to that we have to get to the backup quarterback, we're screwed. And then that's just the Dallas Cowboys, guys. That's probably every other NFL football team across the NFL. So you want to have a serviceable, backup quarterback. Your hope is if you have to go to that backup quarterback, it's not for a long period of time, maybe a game or two, because the backup quarterback position is one that should be able to win you a game or two. But anything more than that,
he'll be a starter somewhere.
If he can go out there and give you 7, 8, 9 wins, he'll be competing for the starting
Berline
job.
Left us and went to Carolina and was a starter.
So if it comes down to Cooper Rush, and I know that Cooper Rush has been here for a while, and so yes, having the familiarity of a Cooper Rush, knowing what you get with him, can also be a negative as well, because you know exactly what you get from him, and that may not be what you need, or he may not possess the talents that you need him possess to run your offense efficiently. Now, when you talk about Steve Berline going back to Nate Newton days in the 90s, yeah, Steve Berline handed the ball off. I would love to see what his numbers were, and I would love to see what his numbers were.
They weren't great.
And what Emmitt Smith numbers were.
Yeah.
Because they were saying, like, listen.
Emmitt led the league in rushing.
Exactly.
Norv.
Exactly.
Big Norv.
So huge difference.
Yeah.
Because they were like, Norv was like, hey, here's what we're not going to do. We're not going to put the game on the shoulder of this dude's hands. I'm going to give it to this all-pro back here a couple times, and I'm going to let these hogs – I got a future Hall of Famer here. I got all-pros over here.
Right.
I got Hall of Famers over there. So I'm going to let them run behind these guys, keep the game to a minimum in Steve Berline's hands, and let's play this thing out and give it back to the defense when they're going to do what they got to do. Because at the end of the day, you want a kick. At the end of the day, whether it's a punt or field goal or extra point – I want to kick. I don't want to turn the ball over. I don't want to have deficiencies. So,
right,
Rush, Will Greer, Ben DiNucci. If we get to any one of those guys, we're screwed.
Yeah.
But do we have hogs up that's going to waller?
No. you got a hog and a half.
A hog, and then you have no hog then.
You got a hog.
We got pork belly.
You got a hog at right. You got a hog at right guard. You got a half a hog at left tackle.
Right.
And then you got then you got Charles Webbs.
Yeah.
All
oh my God, y'all! Stop this.
So you're looking at your hand and saying, I got two in a possible.
Yeah.
Two in a maybe. Yeah.
Wow. I got two in a pump.
What's the little thing? Never mind, Miss Piggy. Remember Miss Piggy?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the thing
even
is,
she had more attitude than some of them up front.
So
yeah.
So when I was putting this
sexy.
When I was putting this whole thing together, guys, I said to myself, nobody wants to talk about the kicker. And nobody wants to talk about the backup quarterback. But that's been two things that have been plaguing us the last couple of years, and we've got to at least.
Dak is back, though, baby. You wonder why we can't win a Super Bowl.
Dak is back.
This is you hear what you're saying, right? Like, these are the issues that we're talking about.
Right.
Our team having
a
kicking issue.
Yeah.
And you wonder why we find ourselves at the end of the day short when the money time matters. Because, I mean, we can't get a little – like, that should not even – we should not be in camp talking about a kicker.
After the first day.
Like, that's not even a
– after the first day and you had 20 kicks and 15 of them was missed. You could have just saw American Airlines. Full of kickers. I'm serious. We should have – kickers should have been hanging off the wings. I'm coming, y'all.
You got one job.
I'm being honest. After the third day, Miss Amber – you know, I'm always teasing her about kickers. Miss Amber Garcia. Garcia, is that it?
Yes.
I'm teasing her. Amber, what do you think about the kickers now? And she has some choice words in Spanish. So I'm like, okay.
Leave that alone.
Yeah, leave that alone. I'm serious, man. After the first day, when you saw how bad that was, I'm with you, Jesse.
But then this is the part that frustrates me. But then we have our boss, not Derek, Derek's boss, all of our bosses, come out and say, oh, we're just fine. I just can't wait to see him kick in the confines and the comfortability of that dome, that stadium that we have. But don't tell me that on Monday. And then on Tuesday, Will McClay's like, hey, now we got four more in here. We got four in here because this ain't. So, like, that's frustrating to me and to fans because – you stood in front of the media and you told us one thing, but as soon as you said, all right, guys, have a good day, you was on the jack with, like, hey, are they here yet? Did the plane land?
I mean, somebody moved immediately on that to get the four kickers in here. And I believe Garibe was waived yesterday. Mm-hmm. A guy they brought in, obviously they want to see him compete for the job.
How it was wasn't waived. Was it like this?
Yeah, it was one of those.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like
get
this.
Get out of here.
It was a peace sign over the shoulder. Deuces, we'll see you.
Your stuff will beat you home.
Yeah, this is, you know, it's just one of those situations right now for the Dallas Cowboys.
I hate you.
You know, that FedEx gets your stuff quick. You know, NFL or FedEx.
You know why I hate you? You know why I hate you?
Because you love me.
Because you were so – it was so – why did it take over a week for us to address the issue that should have been addressed the first day? And it hurts you. It hurts you.
What was it in January. Carolina's kicker hit one off Campo's head, and he was gone the next day?
Yeah. Things that should be a no-brainer.
Yeah.
You know, a no-brainer. And here we are – wasted how many minutes on the show?
Yeah, we waste some minutes. But we got to talk about it, guys. We got to break it down.
You forced that on us, man.
I did. Because, look, the people want to know what's going on.
It was forced on him.
I mean,
he had to force it on us.
Look, I saw Garibe in OTAs. He kicked a field goal. There wasn't even a field goal there. And he missed it.
Wow.
And he missed it. And you knew right then that, hey, look, man, we're going to have to do something once we go to camp. But I want to say this about Will Grier. Will Grier is a guy that even – that he is – he has the numbers from West Virginia being the first the pick high he was picked, but it doesn't surprise me to see him come
in.
He
got some camp followers.
Yeah, doing right now. So I mean, look, Cooper Rush, he can't get comfortable. I'm saying. He can't get comfortable, and as we've seen over the last couple of years, backup quarterback is definitely important. But look, I'm going to take the first break now.
All right.
Okay, let's just wash our hands. There's a hand sanitizer right there.
Wash our hands off.
That done made y'all dirty real quick.
Man.
But we'll be right back here on Hanging with the Boys.
Hanging.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
Brace yourself for an existential question. Has your butt been having enough fun lately? Have you been treating it well? Has it been going places? If not, then it's about time you start using SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the best way to get your butt tickets to live events. Just ask the thousands of other butts who have rated it the number one ticketing app. So what are you waiting for? Download the app now or visit SeatGeek.com to get tickets to sports, concerts, and live events and make your butt happy. SeatGeek. Get your seat in a seat.
The Cowboys way, where 16 Hall of Famers and 5 championships shows us what success looks like. Where turkey is always the second best part of Thanksgiving Day. Where we are all defined by one single thing. the Star, where we as fans know it's our job to keep the tradition going. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank of the Dallas Cowboys and to support the quest of living life the Cowboys way.
Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Attention Cowboys fans looking for the best shave of your life. There's a new official razor of the Dallas Cowboys, Shave Logic. Imagine not having to buy blades as often and getting more smooth shaves than your old razor, guaranteed or your money back. After more than 10 years of research and over 150 company patents, ShaveLogic is proud to offer Cowboys fans a special offer. For a limited time, visit ShaveLogic.com and get a free $10 gift card with your purchase. Go to ShaveLogic.com now for more smooth shaves guaranteed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Back in action here at the SWBC Mortgage Studios. I'm joined by my guy, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holly, and Nate Newton. And this second segment is brought to you by Blockchain.com.
Lock it up.
And Nate is on one right now. He is. Mr. Energy. Ready to go. So now that we've got that, now that we've got that handled.
Can I have one?
Are you going to bring up something with
last
kicker?
Thing. There's only one team in the NFL that has a kicking coach, it looks like. And it's the Ravens.
Oh, my God.
One team that has what?
Has a kicking coach.
And that's the Ravens.
And you're just talking about the guy that they have, right?
Y'all know where that kid come from.
They are part of the best.
Y'all know where that kid Dan come from, right? Y'all know what college he come from, right? University of Texas.
Oh, Tucker. Bay.
Yeah.
No?
Tucker.
You talking about the Ravens?
Yeah, Tucker.
He comes from the University of Texas.
Yes.
He was with my son's class.
Wow.
Okay. And he stood up. They did not introduce him. They introduced all the other position players and everything. I'm such and such, five star. He stood up in the middle of the meeting and said, y'all don't know me. And what is the kid's name?
Justin Tucker.
My name is Justin Tucker. And I'll be in the NFL, and I'll be in the NFL longer than any of you guys.
Mm. He meant what he said.
Yeah. Mm. And he's been kicking ever since, man.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah.
And the one team that has a specialist coach.
Yeah.
You know, and kudos, we talk about, like, teams, right, and building quality teams from top to bottom. You know, Ozzie Smith, who was kind of the architect of a lot of those Ravens teams, and Harbaugh, who's all there. Like, they don't leave a stone unturned because they understand, especially in their division, when you're talking about the AFC.
Yes, sir.
Playing in the wintertime.
Right.
Playing in elements, right? So we need to know that in these tight football games – that I have an equalizer. I have a guy, if it gets close enough, whether it
yards.
Be from 60, 50, 40, that I can bet the house on him. And more often than not, 94%. I like my odds there. I like my odds there most of the time.
Wow.
So, and granted, they won Super Bowls. They're competing every year for a division championship, and they're going deep into the playoffs. Like, they draft good football players, and then they support them with good football coaches. That's the core of who the Ravens are as an organization. And, you know,
I'm just trying to understand how y'all haze me all through the break, and then Kurt come right back
this
with a kicking question.
Okay.
But no, I'm just saying.
Come on.
He's an accountant, man.
Y'all scared accountant. To get put in the basement or something?
No, we are squirrels. If you roll that thing out there, we will chase it. And we will chase it.
He's
and they complain about it
man.
In the break. Like, what are we doing?
94% accountant. What you think about that kicker?
They need.
It's like a 900 credit score.
Yeah,
next topic.
That guy. All right. So the preseason games. are on deck. Mm-hmm. We're waiting on, got our first practice coming up here pretty soon. Teams is probably on the plane right now. But I want to talk about guys that are at least these preseason games and how important these are to certain guys. I mean, Jesse, you are a guy that made a name for himself in preseason. Mm-hmm. Big Nate, long time ago, four score many year.
Yes, sir.
You made your name in the preseason as well. But just talk about that, Jesse, how important these games are, because a lot of people kind of look at the preseason as these games are meaningless, but there to some guys, this is going to be their career.
Yeah, it's meaningless to Dak Prescott. It's meaningless to Micah Parsons in the sense of I don't have to. I'm not fighting for my job.
Okay. To prove something.
Okay, right. And it's meaningless to Micah Parsons, but there's a host of other guys that this means everything to. This is my opportunity now to really show. And there's players like a Noah Brown, like a Simi Fehoku, who you've heard have significant good training camps. This is the next step. It's what are you doing in the meeting room?
Mm-hmm.
Is it translating to the practice field? Now can we carry it to the game? Because that's the trifecta. When you're trying to make a team and you're trying to find yourself in the number and in that rotation, it's okay, what are you doing in the meeting room? I got it. I got the information up here. Okay, we're seeing it on display in practice. And for guys like Simi Fehoku and Noah Brown, sometimes you get sprinkled in with the number ones. Sometimes you're running with the twos and threes for most of the time, you know, in that kind of a mix. What do you do now when it's off that 12 to 14 to 24 play script and you got to play 60 snaps?
Mm-hmm.
Now I want to see what happens when you're at snap 40 and snap 45. Now I want to see when you go up against somebody else who fighting for a job as well. Right. Now I want to see how is that going to play out, and do you have the mental capacity, because coaches can't be on the field then. No one's stopping you, correcting you. No one got time to line you up right. Nobody got time to do all that kind of stuff on the football field. So this means the world to a lot of these guys, and this can be that make or break moment for you where they say, hey, we know you practice well, but what happens when the lights come on?
Those two players that you're talking about, I don't mean to interrupt you there, but those two players, how important is special teams when you're looking at those two players particularly?
It's the world.
It is.
It's the world.
When you're rounding out a roster, you like coaches go into that meeting room and they say to themselves, CD's my one, Tolop's my two, and then the next guys are my three. So 4, 5, and 6, if you want to dress out every day, what are you going to do for us on game day? Because if you're not doing anything for us on game day, you're either not going to dress or not be on the team. And so special teams now, you hear it all the time, sponsors. What does that mean? A sponsor basically means I need guys that go into that big meeting room to put my name in their mouth in a good way. Right. So if I got the wide receiver coach saying something, and I got the OC saying something, and then now I got the special teams coach saying something, or maybe the wide receiver coach is saying one thing, and now I got the special coach saying something different, that you sometimes you don't want everybody saying the bad stuff about you, but I want as many people as possible saying positive things about me as a sponsor when they're talking about, all right, y'all, we got to break this roster down this week. We got to cut down from what is it, 80 to 70 something.
Yeah. It's coming here pretty fast.
What happens when Jesse Holly then? Okay, Jesse Holly, who gonna speak up? I need everybody. I need a strength coach. I need trainers. I need OCs. I need wide receiver. I need all of those guys who have. I need God. I need everybody.
Look at the add on to what Jesse's saying. I'm serious. Especially he had the wide receiver coach saying, "Yeah, we can use him at maybe the 5 or the 6," but he had. What's your special
Jody team? Jody Camillus.
Standing up on the table like, nah, this dude not only is my core guy with 4 special teams, but I can help him set tempo in practice. He could be – I'm serious. And even my special team coach, hey, Nate is the captain of our kickoff return team, and he does this, and he does this, and we can use – I'm serious. All of that counts, you know, because I wasn't the brightest dude in the bunch, especially with Coach Landry. If a dude moved 2 inches to the right, the play changed. So I was like, and I want them guys drooling a little bit. I want the accountant. You know what I'm saying? So you better have somebody standing on the table up here, man. Dude moved 6 inches. I'd be like, and then, you know, the tackle's like, I'm coming down. You know, that mean I had to pull because I'm like, I'm thinking I'm still reaching this guy. But he moved 6 inches outside, and then the whole play changed.
Yeah.
So, hey, I'm serious. You better have somebody fighting for you.
And, I mean, especially with the way that the perception is in the wide receiver room right now anyway. And you're talking about Simi Fehoko, who for all intensive purposes, we're finding out that he's having a tremendous camp. Mm-hmm. He's doing great things. Noah Brown, the same. Guys, there are guys behind him that's also having great camps as well.
Coach.
Talk to me.
They're having great camps. For some reason, number four ain't throwing to a lot of them.
Right.
Mm. You're talking about Cooper Rush throwing to a lot of these guys. The guys that are having great camps and the guys that number four is throwing to is number three, Dennis number 18,
Tolbert,
number 85, and number 88.
Noah Brown and CeeDee Lamb.
Those are who number four is throwing to on a regular basis. I'm not even counting the tight end who gets 70% of the passes. A lot of these guys are having great camps. That's why they need this Denver practice. That's why they need this because our number four. I'm telling you, these guys are having great camps. I'm like, Simi having a great camp. I'm with you. I'm like, man, he's having a great camp. Somebody tapped me and said, but who threw him that ball?
Is he just not on the field? Is it a first team, second team type thing where he's just not on the field with them? Or
I think Dak has finally arrived, y'all, because he throwing to the guys he won in the game.
Right.
I'm just, you know.
And you talk about, again, sponsors.
Yeah.
It don't hurt when the quarterback throws you the ball a lot.
That's a big cosign.
That's a huge cosign.
We were struggling. We did it a live practice. And we was back on TX21, and the offense was struggling. It's two people that got the practice started besides Dak. Noah Brown and Dennis Houston. Dennis Houston was lined up man coverage on our top corner. Not once, not twice, but three times. And Dak came out and looked. Dak did not look around. And he hit this kid two or three times in a row. I'm saying to myself, hold on, man. This other guy's running wide open. But this was Dak throwing to. So it made me, and I'm going to tell y'all, you don't like me to call him, but Zeus, Isaiah Stanback. That's what he called himself, Zeus.
Yeah. No, you can't. All right, never mind.
Isaiah Stanback was saying, you notice who he's throwing the ball to. You notice who he's throwing the ball to. I say, but these guys are having great camps. Notice who he's throwing the ball to.
Yeah, Dennis Houston out of Illinois. I believe it's Western Illinois. He's had a great OTA as well. Fast guy, you know. But it's surprising to me, especially at this point, that they haven't – we talk about kicker. We talk about, you know, other positions. I'm still shocked that they hadn't bought in an additional wide receiver at this point. So, you know, we're still at that point, and we're talking about Dennis Houston. Obviously, we're looking at some other guys that come off of injury, Gallup, and also Washington. But Dennis Houston, you saying this guy is what?
They have struggled. Every practice that I've been there and seen, no matter the first three drills they do, the defense lights them up. Either with a defensive lineman leaking through, some type of blitz or game. The first two or three plays, it just takes them a minute. The offensive line, not that, not the receivers, but it seems like it takes the offensive line just two or three plays to get warmed up. And then all of a sudden, Dak will find Noah Brown. He's been a lifesaver. Hmm. Booms, a deep in or a deep comeback, you know, where they run down the sideline and turn around and come back. Mm-hmm. What route is that?
Harvey route.
Yeah, they'll do that. Boom. Noah catch it, they'll start. And from that point on, then you'll see number three. Then you'll see number 18. And I'm calling numbers because that's how I look at camp, y'all. You know, I don't look at – once you get in the preseason, I start calling names because that's who you like. Right about now, and we just practicing. So these are how I identify guys. That's Coach Landry old style. You number 18, you number three. That's how I identify guys. Yeah. Which number three
Houston
is Dennis
and
Houston.
And
Tolbert is 18.
Yeah.
So, but that's who we've been throwing to. I'm talking about number four.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody else, they get it when they get it.
No, obviously everybody's been talking about the way that the defense has been dominating.
Yes, sir.
And how hard it is for offenses to get any rhythm because doesn't look good up front on the offensive line. And we're going to get to the last segment. We're going to talk about some guys and see where you guys are on certain names and numbers. But what about you, Kirk? What's your assessment?
Well, I want to get your guys' opinion. I mean, I'm looking forward to kind of seeing what happens with these Denver practices. How important is that? Because the starters aren't playing on Saturday. They've already
said. That's right.
They're going to get all their work against Denver in the practice coming up. How big a deal is that for these guys?
Huge.
It's everything.
It's huge. And the reason being because they're not going to play on Saturday. But this is a time where this is put up or shut up. Now we're seeing – because here's the thing. When you get in camp, I'm going against the same guys every day, all day, and they begin to know my technique. I begin to know their technique. Even though we might even try and stuff, when it gets to that nut-cutting time, always going to revert back to that thing that you're most confident in, right? So now we're talking about 10 practices in, and within those 10 practices, you're talking about 4, 5, 6 periods. So you multiply that. So we're talking about 60 times that I've seen this dude. You know, so I've seen him a lot. Now I get to go against somebody else who, at the end of the day, we ain't cracking coldies in the cold tub. We ain't going back to the meeting room. No, that dude don't give a damn about you.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And that dude is also trying to implement himself and cement himself on that team and saying, hey, I'm a starter or I'm in rotation or I'm a backup, whatever it may be. So now, this is for keeps. These practices for the first team, this is for keeps. This is for me to say, hey, I'm Patrick Surtain. You're CeeDee Lamb. What's up?
I'm the reason you where you at, and I'm sure why.
You know what I'm saying? Like for Micah Parsons, this is, yo, that's Russell Wilson. What's up?
Oh, he coming.
You know what I mean? This is that moment in time where guys are looking at one another and saying, yeah, I know Tyron Smith. You know what I'm doing? When we go back to film tonight, you're going to see me running by 77.
Yeah.
77 saying, listen, I know I might be the old guy around here, but I'm going to put these hands on you.
Right,
And that's what's going to be that. You know what I'm saying? Or if I'm going up against Zach Martin, I'm letting Zach Martin know I'm coming for you. All those type of things. This is where you drop the rubber meets the road. This is where the rubber meets the road. And so for that first unit, because that's who's going to get a lot of those practice reps.
Oh, that's good stuff
reps,
right there, Jess.
Those golly practice reps.
I may check off tonight, but I can watch them practices. I'm getting ready to run.
he got Nate ready to grab his kid. Hold on, Nate, stop. You just got here.
Are paramount because this is going to tell us a lot. And you talk about that phone ringing for Will McClay or that phone being used. After this weekend, you start looking around saying, nah, he ain't what we thought he was. Or we got one.
Yeah.
This guy legit. You know, Ridgeway, you want to be physical in practice? I darn sure hope you're going to be physical against Denver. You want to start like you better bring the nasty against these dudes. If you were brought here to change the culture of this defense being physical and being nasty.
Hey, guys like Quinn Bohanna and I mean two guys that are really you know, Ridgeway probably a little bit bigger, but this is a big competition battle between two guys that one may not make it, especially with all the bodies that you have on the defensive line. Not only that, you got Marquise Bell from your alma mater, the free safety, a thumper. He's behind Malik Hooker, but, man, he's making noise in practice. They're even looking at him in J.K.'s role, you know, and that's big time, you know, and with the safeties that we have. That's what I'm saying. These joint practices are very important, but not only that, to guys like Bell and Bohanna, Tristan Hill, you know, this is big time to put that tape out.
And it's big time for all of our draft picks. All of our draft picks, you know, and this is, Jesse, you can attest to this. This ain't going to be about no schemes. They're going to be as basic as they can because they want to see the player, not the scheme. Coach Quinn been working scheme because it is what it is. Like, just say you see it every day. But these guys, they ain't going to be trying to run no schemes. They're going to be like, Ridgeway, one-on-one with your right guard or left guard. Your center. So it's basic. Four-man front. Overs, unders. It's basic. We ain't doing no games. Now, they may have a period where they do games, but basically, we just lining up coming at you. We want to see what's your skill set. And that's the great thing about going to a practice like this against another team.
Now, when you guys were, it was Thousand Oaks was where
Thousand Oaks. We used to come down into Oxnard. Yes, we used to land down up in Oxnard against the Raiders. Yeah,
that's who you guys had the joint practices Raiders, with. Yeah. And what was it like that first day when y'all were having those joint practices?
We had to teach the Raiders how to practice because I'm serious. The first time we went down there, Jimmy was upset at us because we adapted to them. Now they was like, "Hey, man." After two or three steps, we threw. And so we like, okay, that's easy for us. We full gear, they half gear. We go two or three steps. Man, you saw Jimmy would have just red hair all going because Jimmy hair would have gone. We went back about a week later. He said, you know what, fellas? I let that ride the way they practice. He say, not today. Not, man, you talking about 8, 9, 10, 20 fights? Because they were like, hey, man, and now coach telling us this is how we have to practice. So suit it up, lock up, fasten your chin strap. How them dude had the chin strap loose? We were busting them in the mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you want to see which guys are for real. And that's why I said these preseason games are so big for guys like I just mentioned. Marquise Bell, Quentin Bohanna, Tristan Hill, Simi Fehoko. These are guys that, right, they have to prove it. I mean, undrafted free agents, you were there.
Yes.
Jesse, you were there. And that's why I mentioned it. You know, these are as much as people think, let's just get through the preseason. A lot of these guys coming up on the 16th where the first cuts happen, this is it. You know, and so Simi Fehoko definitely last year, very unimpressive rookie season. But now, from the whispers that we're hearing, he has an opportunity to put some respect on his name, so to speak. Hearing Dennis Houston, the guy, again, that not a lot of people knew anything about. He made a name for himself in OTAs. Now you're telling me Dak looking for him.
Now,
that's news.
Practice was messed up. I mean, I'm like, fellas, they did like inside run, normal down and distance. And it's like our offense couldn't get the traction going, get no traction. All of a sudden, Noah Brown, boom, 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 quick couple of out routes, boom, boom, boom. All of a sudden, this kid, quick a couple of slant routes. This didn't start with Simi. This didn't start with T.J. Vash. This started with these two guys. And you notice the practice as it went on, it was these two guys. I'm like, whoa, okay. I'm just saying what I saw. Now, it could be totally different. When the season started, it could be totally different than the preseason game. But Dak ain't playing in the preseason, so it's going to be Cooper Rush and our grill. So we'll see who they throw it to.
Well, guys, let's take our final break. As we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about do we need help or hold what you got. So y'all hold what you got. Come back here with us on Hanging with the Boys.
Brace yourself for an existential question. Has your butt been having enough fun lately? Have you been treating it well? Has it been going places? If not, then it's about time you start using SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the best way to get your butt tickets to live events. Just ask the thousands of other butts who have rated it the number one ticketing app. So what are you waiting for? Download the app now or visit SeatGeek.com to get tickets to sports, concerts, and live events and make your butt happy. SeatGeek. Get your seat in a seat.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a broken traffic light. Stop and go is the name of my game. It's easy. You go, they go. What was it? They go, you go? And if you have the wrong car insurance, these repair costs could stop you in your tracks. So get Allstate's new low auto rate and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Not available in every state based on coverage and limits selected. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hey, Cowboys fans, if you're thinking about attending a game this season, visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today. Stay at the team hotel, have dinner with a Cowboys legend, and experience AT&T Stadium's exclusive VIP Owners Club. Also, tour the star, get autographs from your favorite players, and talk X's and O's with me, Mickey Spagnola. The official travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys will take care of all your travel needs. Visit CowboysTravel.com.
It's Smoothie King's original angel food and new angel food slim without added sugar. You no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups. So you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic angel food or the new angel food slim, blended without added sugar. Smoothie King, rule the day.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Come watch the Cowboys practice during training camp at the Star, presented by American Airlines. Open practice will take place for back-to-back nights at the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco. Join us for Cowboys Night on Tuesday, August 23rd, starting at 4 p.m., and open practice on Wednesday, August 24th at 6 p.m. For more information, visit thestarinfrisco.com. Back here with my guys and hanging with the boys from the SWBC Mortgage Studios. And guys, let me tell y'all something. Man, thank y'all for letting me rock with y'all.
You know it.
You know, yeah. I ain't, come on, man. You know, they left us, you know. But this porch. Has been, y'all put the mat out here, man. I can clean my feet, come in the studio, you know, be in y'all dorm. I just really appreciate it, man. And I want to give thanks and let the Hanging with the Boys crew, because y'all got some loyal listeners. And trust me, they let me know. Brother tweeted me and said, man, you're too loud.
Wow.
I'm like, okay, I'll bring it down.
And go right back up.
And go right back up. You know what I'm saying? But no, this has been awesome. One thing I know about this, hanging with the boys, boy, you guys, nothing's off the table.
Nope.
No subject is off the table. And, you know, I thought that sometimes during the break, you know, we should be recorded when I'm on talking. Oh, God. Oh, God. The break is a podcast. The breaks here at Hanging is a podcast in a podcast. So
what off there is supposed to be yeah. off the air.
Yeah.
Like,
we got one guy who never keeps things off the air. I ain't pointing no fingers.
Right.
But there's one person who don't leave anything off the air.
He going to tell it.
Text. Anything.
He's gonna tell it.
I don't do that as often as I used to.
And it's a can't hold water.
I don't do it as often as I used to.
You know who you gotta give credit to? Give credit to Chris Beam and to Jazz, because if ever day comes and they don't actually
hit the knobs
in the back and turn our mics off.
And we got Terrence in the back. Gotta give Terrence credit as well.
Yes, my fault. Terrence, he's new, so we gotta just get him into the fold.
We got a new dude.
Yeah. Man, you got a new dude back there. Somebody else for you to harass.
Are they throwing him the ball,
or he's just one of them guys that's running around?
No, they throwing him the ball. Okay. He's in here. He is in here. But on this last segment, guys, I want to do something. This ain't different. But I want.
Oh, wait, before you start, I do have a bone to pick with Jazzy, because I realized that when I was away in Colombia, Jazzy couldn't get me on the phone.
She tried.
I know. But she could have got me on the web. I could have been here in the box in the corner like they do.
She works so hard on trying to do that.
But they put
Love You was messed up.
I'm just drawing a blank. other black guy on these shows.
She just said Live View was messed up.
Bucky Brooks. Oh, Live View. No.
Zeus? Isaiah?
We're not calling All right, let's make it. We're not calling him that on this show ever again. Nui. Nui. Golly, I couldn't get the name out of my mouth. She had Nui on there, but she said Live View was messed up, so I believe you, Jazzy.
Man, they call him Zeus. I say you look like Ali at the weigh-in. How about that? Ali at the weigh-in. You good with that?
No.
You're not good with that?
No. I just don't want him to be called that name.
Yeah, you can't give yourself that kind of a name. Like, that has to be a name given to you.
Didn't somebody call him Zeus, so he called himself?
Yeah, Mr. Sham, Brad Sham.
Anyway, so look, guys, we're not gonna come on, Jesse. Let me get to this last thing. Why you shut up and let you do that? Shannon,
sorry.
Shannon, this I see.
Sorry.
I see. So, guys, let's talk about it. All right. Need help. I'm at a position, or hold what you got. And if it's hold what you got, that means you good.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's assume that you're good at quarterback.
Hold what you got.
Yeah. Let's assume we're good at running back.
Hold what you got.
All right. So let's get into the murky areas. Wide receiver. Jesse.
Need help. I think we need to add a veteran receiver to this group. Again, we are hamstring, a twisted ankle, a knee away from being in a panic mode. And that's to anybody. That's literally to anybody.
Wow.
Like anybody. To Tolbert, to Noah, to Simi, you know, God forbid, to CD. We now your depth is even more
all right.
hurt.
So that's a need help. I'm NH there. Nate, I'm going to ask you about specifically swing tackle. Do we need help, or is it a hole what you got at swing tackle?
As if we're going by today, and that's the only thing, we need help today because I haven't seen
Ball
or any of the other guys at the backup tackle position be consistent. You know, if we was waiting to have the Denver to do this, but right now we need a backup swing tackle because you have a right tackle and still in the left tackle, and so we need a swing tackle. Yes.
I'm going a little off script here, but our rookie, Smith, you've got eyeballs on him. I mean, at this point, are we in a hole what we got, or does this kid still need a little bit more time?
As I told you guys off air, you can tell me how smart a kid is, and you can tell me how aggressive a kid is and how good a kid is. If he's that, why isn't he starting? I mean, every snap. You know, we gave McGovern an unfair look last year because I think he should have went all the way through. But now you're trying to come back and give him another look because you weren't sure on the first look. This is the wrong time to do that because you're trying to get some continuity built. And Kurt went back and forth. Like they should have just let him ride it out, you know, but they didn't. Now they're trying to say, okay, he a veteran. We don't want the young guy to think that it's just his job. You drafted him in the first round. You told him it was his job. What is missing that this kid is not getting every rep?
That's a good point.
Yep. So I'm going to come to you now, Diesel. I got a question for you. And the linebacker position, need help? A hole what you got, even with the signing of Anthony Barr?
I think with the signing now, they're hole what you got. You know, linebackers are a tough position. Guys can always get hurt. And there's not a ton of depth there. But you should have four pretty strong guys that can help you out. So that could be one of the better linebacking crews in the league if everybody's
– if everybody said, because Luke Gifford is getting great praise. Yeah. He's getting great praise from the coaches. So he's getting great praise. So. Yeah.
Now, if that's the case, if Luke Gifford is doing that, we might need to start talking about LVE because there's a – and you've been someone who has stood up on the desk and pounded for LVE.
I think he's going to be a piece. They need him in there for sure.
With the signing of Anthony
Barr. Which, by the way,
Barr,
you guys both looked at me like I was kind of nuts.
You just came out with it, and you shocked us all.
I think this is the perfect role for Leighton because at times.
Yes, he doesn't have to be the star.
He doesn't have to be the star. He doesn't have to be the second guy, right? And at times when these guys are drafted high, the expectations are so large that you can't live up to it. And it's not that you're not a good player, but there's so much that is dependent upon you to do because of your draft status. And sometimes they just can't fulfill those needs. And when you get a chance to kind of say, you know what, maybe he's not in every down middle. Maybe it's best if he does play weak.
Man, that is so weird to hear from because Leighton's, and we're still talking about his rookie year.
Right.
And just how phenomenal he was in that season. To now, I mean, I still have those visions of him and Jalen Smith together. I mean, that was that linebacking core just wasn't very good at all. But now you're just saying, now you're at the point where you feel like, hey, the pressure's off of him.
Yeah, and now you could be a piece. Instead of being the centerpiece, you could be a piece. And guys sometimes have success when they just have to be a piece, and all that pressure isn't on them, right? And they're not looked at to be that. And you know, the National Football League is made up of a bunch of superstars, but primarily it's made up of a bunch of pieces. And you try to have the best pieces doing their job effectively, and those are the guys who last 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years in the league because you're a good piece. And you're not having to be. Mike is the centerpiece. We
a
get
good
it.
Piece, I guess.
Huh?
A good piece.
Okay. A good
Nate's
piece.
Staring this back into the gutter.
A good piece will set you straight any day. A good piece had Nate walking in here without a limp this morning. A good piece will do it to you. I'm trying to tell you. A good piece.
I'm gonna tell you. I call them A, B, and C players in this league. Has a lot of A plus. I agree with Jesse, but you need a ton of B players at your backup position. The more of those that you can have and understand their roles, the better team you will have. Anthony Barr understands where he's at in his career. And he knows his responsibilities is not so much what he does on the field, but what he does in that locker room, what he does on the practice field that transfers to that field. And it gives Leighton a chance because Leighton, before he got it, Leighton was getting almost every snap, even in nickel. Same with Luke Gifford, even in nickel. These guys, because they didn't have a lot of guys. Jabril was banged up. You got Parsons at every position on the defensive line and the linebacker. So these guys were getting a lot of reps. And for the first time, Leighton is going to be looking at a guy who really understands. After his rookie year, they running around howling him and Jalen, and they forgot that, okay, I understand you done made your off-the-field money, but you still got to come back and pad up. And they got guys on the other side saying, oh, he can't cover this, he can't do this, he can't do that.
They figured that out.
And they didn't get better. They didn't make the adjustment. They didn't make the counter move. They had their one great year, and the league adjusted to them, and they didn't come back and adjust to the league. Mm-hmm. And that's what the great players do.
And I see, I was trying to get through that, Nate, and you ruined it because I was just going to say nobody mentioned Micah at linebacker because y'all see him as an edge. Y'all see him as an edge. Y'all want to put his hand in the ground. Y'all know where the man's supposed to be. Come on, Nate.
Nah, he should be a linebacker in my eyes.
I see him as all world.
Man, do y'all see this pressure? This man's putting it on the end.
You see the pressure he puts up in the middle that allows other guys to be one-on-one?
Look, T.J. Watt out in Pittsburgh had 22 sacks. Nate, look, if this guy does 20 sacks in this defense.
And he had 22 sacks and still didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, but I'm saying. We're talking about numbers. Hold on now. We're talking about numbers.
You're talking about glamour, and that's what the Cowboys.
No, I'm talking about 22 sacks in this defense.
The Cowboys are a number one ranked offense. Green Bay Packers were number 18 or number 14 ranked offense. Who went further in the playoffs? Who got home field position?
I'm not going to argue with a champion. All right, so look, there we go. So look, the next position is defensive line. And I'm going to ask myself this question.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Defensive line. And you said something on the phone. We were talking, and you said, look, these guys could be Aaron Donald, but it's going to take five of these guys to be Aaron Donald. That means we don't have one. That means that there's not one guy that is completely dominating. Now, obviously, we had guys that are Osa Adigizua.
Right. Looking good. Yes, sir.
I mean, and as you go down, I mean, literally, Neville Gallimore is – we knew if we had Neville Gallimore at the beginning of the season, he missed half of the season. This is a guy they were dependent on heavily. But still, he's another part of that piece. And I go back to the San Francisco game and the way that San Francisco ran the ball down our throat. And at certain points in the season where we didn't have Brent Urban, who's now with another squad as well, but it just seemed like the defensive line didn't hold up. I'm really at a point with this need help or hold what you got because I want to see what these guys have, man. I want to see what they bring.
Hold what you got.
You can't.
Hold what you got? I can answer it either way.
I'm going to ask yourself a question and then answer it.
I could be.
Is it hold what you got or need help? Come on, heck with me. Jesse, call you out here.
I'm going to hold what I got, Jack. Come on, Jack.
If you hold what you got.
I was holding what I got, but then I started talking, and I talked myself out of it. I said, man, we might need. Because Nate said, we got six guys that could be one Aaron Donald. I'm like, well, that's not good.
But no, what I mean is this here is.
We fitting well with this show.
When you look at these guys, this is what I think Coach Quinn, Leon Lett, and the rest of the defensive guys, they going to give guys. This is your responsibility. And you have enough Ridgeway, you have enough Gallimore, you have enough Chauncey Golston is moving into the middle. You have enough big Quentin Bohanna. Son, stop the run.
Yeah.
Because the first time that we go into a game and teams just run on us at will, this is the difference. A guy can have one run, 60 yards. I ain't talking about that. But I'm talking about it's third and three late in the game, and they've had this situation, and they just continue to run the ball. They may not have about 110 yards at the game, but you see where they just punched us anytime they wanted to. You got to go out and get somebody. You don't play. See, it's just like the kicker. Don't play. Your job, Gallimore, Chauncey, Quentin Bohanna, Ridgeway, is to make sure my linebackers are coming downhill. If my linebackers are coming downhill, we're going to be in a lot of third and four plus. If my linebackers are not coming downhill, we're going to be in a lot of third and two, third and three. That's because linebackers are not coming downhill. Agree, disagree?
Agree.
Well, look, we have worked OT today. And, guys, this – I mean, look, we're back – Was it Friday? Are we back on
Friday? Back on Friday.
Back on
Friday. We can do, you know, we can hit Derek and see if we go tomorrow and the next day, too.
Back on Friday.
Come on, man.
No,
it's all you know, good. Derek ain't cutting the budget. You know, that's a budgetary thing right there.
Don't play with it now.
Hey, I'll be here.
I'm TTG. I mean, we got a group of people up in here trying to bring information.
So, look, the team will be in Colorado on tomorrow for the joint practices.
Think we drive right now. We can easily go 8 hours, 6 hours.
Nate, don't nobody
hours
drive like you. Nate, don't nobody take a 2 hour nap and get
Colorado
right back up and go.
11, 12 hours, man. I'm telling you, bro, we do this thing, man, just bumping and grinding and do this.
How quick you can get there?
If I leave right now, I'll be there practice tomorrow. I promise you that. And rest.
Look, we did it again, guys. Thank y'all.
13 hours.
Thank y'all for hanging out with us on Hanging with the Boys. Next, on Friday, I'm going to read the disclaimer for whatever Jesse is going to say. But I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for rocking with us again on Hanging with the Boys, and we'll catch up with you next time.
Hanging!
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!